the mindset is not about getting money. The mindset's not about getting money. It's about getting yourself more. It's like residual money, and you build residual growth into yourself. In other words, you're doing you. The easiest money to pursue, the easiest money to make, and the happiest of lives is when what you do is just being you. If you follow me online, you'll see I literally post work every day. Literally every day. Every Saturday, you're going to see me busting ass. Every Sunday, you're going to see me busting ass. And Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Week after week after week. Month after month after month. Year after year after year. And then my friends say, you've been so lucky. My friends say, you caught a break. And I say, no. I'm looking for it every day. See, I don't work. Talking right now, recording this, sharing this with you, this is nothing, dude. This ain't work. And I meet people who run a podcast and they're like, that ain't work. See, if you're having to figure it out, if you're having to think about it, you're like, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know. It's because you're not doing you. See, being you is what comes natural. I was born and placed on this planet to be an investor because it's the most natural extension of the true me. The real me, the me that I've, is just collecting money. It's not about working for money. It's about collecting money. I collect money from 60 different sources. Some of them are $10 and some of them are $1,200. 60 different sources pay me money. And like everyone else, I started with one. 60 sources pay me money. Think about that. The residual effect of just simply being you. Buying rental properties and spending every freaking day of my life and all of my money fixing them is not work. You understand this is like a superpower I have. I don't consider it work. Now imagine if you consider it work. I was watching a TV show, First Time Flip, and these are really weird because I would literally kick you out of my job site if you acted like these people dropping drills and, you know, breaking shit and hitting shit. You realize in real life, you don't demo a house with a fucking sledgehammer and just start smashing stuff because you can damage structure. You take your pry bar, you take your drill, and you just calmly start removing stuff. But on television, they're just smashing shit with a big bar. It's crazy. It's like, that's not how you do it. And if you do it that way, dummy, you're going to break something. You're going to hurt something. You're going to hurt yourself. It's not how you do it. It's a lot more orderly than you see on television. But those people are working. They're struggling. It's not work for me. It's me. See, when you're obsessed with rapping or playing the guitar or being in a band or being a musician, practice isn't work. Playing the piano when you played the piano your whole life and what you love to do is play the piano, it ain't work, son. It's just being you. And so when your goals and your dreams and all this stuff that you think, when it lines up with the real you, this is why the formula is be, do equals have. Be it first, because when you be it first, then you never work. Be what it is you want to be. Start there. Assume the consciousness of what it is you're trying to accomplish now. I'm not trying to be a rapper. I am a rapper. I'm not trying to be a preacher. I'm a preacher. I'm not trying to be a writer. I'm a writer. And by extension, what do writers do? Well, they write. You don't have to force yourself. The moment you have to force yourself, you are not it. And so you have to vote for you. You have to vote for you. You have to vote you in. In my direct mail marketing business, I put a little phrase on my promotional materials, my postcards, my flyers, my booklets, my magazine ads, and it says, voted number one recruiting system in America. Boom, stamped right there. Voted number one recruiting system in America. You know, I've only ever had a couple times where someone said, who voted you? Guess who voted me? I voted me. I chose me. I picked me. I didn't ask permission. See, a lot of people are waiting for validation. I get it all the time, Joe. What do you think of this house? What do you think of this house? What do you think of this stock? What do you think of that stock? Now, some of it is just conversation, and I like that stuff, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But at the heart of a lot of it, people are unsure. They don't know. They don't know. I've never done that. Never shown a property to someone and go, hey, you think I should buy this? Why? Because I'm a fucking real estate investor. I don't need approval or confirmation. First be, then do, equals have. So the moment you decide you are that, you don't need approval anymore. You don't need anyone look anymore. Because you just said, damn it, that you're a real estate investor. If you are, then act like it. Be one. Talk like it. Read like what they read. Do what they do. And so I used to teach this idea inside of network marketing. Network marketing is a very hard business, extremely hard, and people fail at it massively. Failure rate is like 95%. Nothing. The only thing harder than being a real estate agent is owning a restaurant. Being a network marketer is owning a restaurant. The failure rate's enormous. I know the reason for most of the failure. It's the formula, be, do, equals have. They never become a network marketer. They're always trying to be one. They're trying to build their business. They don't have a business. Can you see the slight distinction, difference? You know how I know they're trying it? Because they don't have a name. I run into people who are I've recruited over 100,000 people in the last 18 years. Do the math on that. What does that look like? The average person is joining a program, they're spending $50 to $150 a month on product. I get a commissional cut, and you know how network marketing is structured, percentages and this and that. And please, for the love of God, do not send me your network marketing company. I will puke on you. I will never join you in anything, so don't ask me. Okay? Don't ask me. But I've recruited over 100,000 people running ads, mailing postcards, pointing it to an 800 number, pointing it to a magazine ad, where I assumed the consciousness of what I was trying to be. And I would tell people, I'm an expert. I know what I'm doing. And guess what people would do? Believe me. And the funny thing is, when I first started saying it, it wasn't true. I'm not an expert. I was a nobody. Nobody. But I began to talk as if and walk as though. And I met a mentor, a stranger, a guy that came across just like you came across me. I saw an ad. You randomly searched through the internet. You saw a video, something of that effect. You somehow randomly came across, because we don't know each other. Probably will never meet. And yet I could change your life. The Bible says we entertain angels unaware. Meaning things are going to come into your life that could radically change your life forever. And it's strangers. Because that's how the universe works. That's the whole point of the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Strangers. Other people have all the money that you need. It's in the pockets, wallets, checkbook, purses of other people. But it starts with a thought. The book's called Think and Grow Rich, not Take Action and Go Rich. Not do 10 times more and get rich. Because if you do 10 times more of something that's ineffective, you just have 10 times more of ineffectiveness. Make sense? And so you first have to be. And so the reason you're failing is you're always trying to be something that you're not. And so you have to be it. And that, guess what? No one's going to invite you to that club. No one's going to invite you into the party of being, because nobody else gives a shit whether you succeed or not. And secretly, some of the people who love you the most kind of hope you fail. Now, they won't say that out loud. You say, well, why would they do that? Because it helps explain their failure. It's a lot easier to process you failing if your friend fails. Because how do you process it if your friend prospers? Two people living in the same town, doing the same job, one prospers, one doesn't. How do you explain? How do you explain someone being my best friend? And in 18 years, I go from $250 to $2.5 million, grossing $150,000 in just passive residual passive income. Not my job, not my business, not how I make money. Just investments are doing twice what the average person makes at a job. Just investments. And yet you're my best friend. You're with me all the time. You see the books I read. You see the things I listen to. And now you're 49 and broke. How does that happen? Because see, my friend was always trying to be something. I'm not trying to be anything. The guy said to me the other day, well, it looks like you're trying to be an influencer. No, bitch, I am an influencer. I'm not trying to be anything. I am an influencer. I am a direct marketer. I am a real estate investor. I am a father. I'm not trying to be a father. I am a father. I'm not trying to be a husband. I am a husband. I'm not trying to work out. I work out. Because what happens? The moment I assume the consciousness of what it is I'm trying to be, it begins to change how I think, talk, and act. You're trying to be a real estate investor. Keep trying. So while you're trying, real estate investors are buying real estate. Such slight distinction. Such slight distinction. So what I'm saying is be your own rabbi. Be your own pastor. Be your own leader. Make your work an extension of you. A prayer unto yourself. Tomorrow at work, try this, or wherever you're at, or whatever it is you're doing, begin to expand the tent in which you operate. See, if you want to grow at work, here's what you do tomorrow. Go into work and try to do twice what they pay you for. Like, be a fucking whirlwind. Like, literally make everyone around you uncomfortable with how much production you produce. It's what I do. It's what I do. I'm curious, it always makes me wonder how many followers follow me and they're off on the weekend, they see me posting and they see it. And I always say this phrase that I'm trying to get richer every day. And then you follow me and you've been following me for months and months and months and months. And I'm curious, you see how many days you've taken off and then you look at mine and you're just like, wow, this guy works every day. And then you add it up over 4 or 5 months and I've literally worked 20 more days than you. And guess what I do with that money? I push it off and I invest it and that money produces income. Now multiply this by year after year. You say, well, guess how I got to grossing $150,000 a year passively, not my job, not my business, not how I make money, just shit on the side from real estate and from stocks while I keep doing my job. And so while I make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 over here doing my job, my money earns twice that. Now most people say, well, I'd stop the job. Yeah, because what you do isn't you. How the fuck do I stop doing me? How do I undo being Gerald Peters? Because every day I get up to give testimony to who I am and what it is I believe. Every day, what you spend 8 to 10 hours a day is what you fight for. So I'm just doing me. And the me doesn't enjoy doing nothing. I don't enjoy hanging out at the pool. I don't enjoy sitting at the fucking beach. I don't enjoy that. I do enjoy concerts. Love going to rock concerts. So I'll work up until it's about time to leave, go to concert, come back, do a little work. I love going to concerts. You get me to stop working for that. And time to time, you'll get me to stop working to go on vacation. But every other day, you ain't making me stop being me. Now, this might confuse you, because some people, the real them is just lazy. They're just lazy people. And that's the real them. And what's crazy about this? They're going to have to work the most. The people who want to work the least are going to have to work the most, because guess what happens when they're 65? They're broke. Work became an option for me at about the age of 36 because of my obsession and passion with investing. It became an option for me. And so now I do every day me. No alarm clocks, ain't got to be anywhere. I took it to the extreme. I pulled my kid out of school because I don't like their fucking schedule. I control me. I answer to no one. Why do you think I start in my exchange with people with free? Shit, it wasn't invented on the internet. 14 years ago, I mailed a postcard that said free downline. Now, the only person that knows what a downline is, the prospect. Because if you don't know what that term means, I'm not looking for you. See, I'm a master marketer. I don't go around talking about that or bragging about that, but I am. Master marketer. And so I understand in order to have leverage in our relationship, I have to start with free. And so I offer something completely free. Now, there's some school of thought that says, well, people don't respect free. Okay, maybe. But there's also this universal law of reciprocity, meaning if someone does something nice for you, you feel a little bit obligated to do something nice for them. Now, not everyone is attached to this law, but here's the funny thing. I'm only looking for the people who are. So all the people who don't, I don't give a shit about them. I'm only looking for people looking for me. In other words, you watch a video, you get my book, you read the book, you see an ad, you respond, and you like it. I'm looking for you. You see it, listen, hear it. You don't like it, fuck off. How's that for a marketing strategy? So now I have the leverage. You didn't give to me, I gave to you. I gave you something of value completely free and asked nothing of you. I have the leverage. And the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. I did that. Jim Rohn used to say, if you help enough other people get what they want. No, that was Zig Ziglar. If you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So in order to get what I want, I got to help you. It means I got to go through a lot of you to get what I want. So if I want to sell 10,000 books, I got to give away 100,000 books. If I want to sell 10,000 books, because you know I sell books, right? So I have a book called You Don't Have to Die Broke. In it, I document my 18-year journey of going from $250 to $2.5 million in investments, assets, business, and I share it. It's free. Here's exactly what I did. Here's exactly the stocks I look at. Here's the REITs and the MLPs and the business development companies. Here's the things that I like to invest in. Here's pictures of my houses. Here's how I manage my money. Here's how I fight debt. Here's my thoughts on Social Security. Here's my thoughts on retirement. Everything that you need to be successful is right there. Boom. Completely free. I don't want anything from you. Now, guess what happens when I do that? Most people read it. Most people don't read it. You understand? Most people are stupid. You understand that even smart people are stupid. You mean doctors are broke? Got 14 years of college and broke. I didn't even go to college. Because money's not confined to the man's world. See, man's world is you need certifications and skill sets and, you know, you need degrees and diplomas. That's man's shit. Money's bigger than that. Money's spiritual. You can attract that shit. You can attract it. But man doesn't know that. That's why you have broke doctors. You have rich construction people. That's why you can have a guy that works as a janitor and dies with $8.8 million because he's tapped into a source that the doctor doesn't even understand. Because it ain't about intellect. Otherwise, all the rich people would be smart and all the dumb people would be poor, and it ain't the way it works. Book, The Science of Getting Rich, which this podcast is based upon, teaches that basic principle. Now, I'm not advocating not having an education, because imagine if you can apply the principles that I'm talking about with an education. Holy shit, the world is your oyster. But my point is, if you don't have an education, don't sweat it. You have to tap into the universal mind. You have to tap into this be, do equals have. You have to begin seeing things bigger. You have to become wiser. So I don't give a fuck where you come from. The ghetto, good for you. Boo fucking who? Earn that shit. Earn it. The universe has never been so messed up that it doesn't give it to people who earn it. Part of the earning is understanding that it's yours to receive. You are the king of your castle, the queen of your castle. And any other explanation or reason or excuse you give is on you. The moment it comes out of your mouth, you lose. I am personally responsible for everything that happens in my life, to include the bad shit. If a comet randomly falls out of the sky and hits me in the fucking head, it was my fault for standing here. The moment you begin to think like that, you get personal power. And guess what? A lot less things happen to you. Why? Because you're in goddamn control. And the moment you're in control, you have personal power. Be, do equals have. So you can't be it if you don't have the personal power to assume it. If you're still trying to work that out in your mind, oh, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. Good. Nobody cares. The universe ain't so twisted. See, the thing is, the universe doesn't care that you're a male or female, born with no legs, black or white or Hispanic. Nobody cares. The universe doesn't care. That's all man shit. It's all man stuff. It all part of the, you got to have a certificate or a certification or a permit. Had this conversation with the city. I don't need a permit. You need a permit. Now, I'm going to buy your stupid permit, but I don't need a permit. Spirit of the universe didn't say anything about me getting a permit. Man made that shit up. And I'm not confined to this world. Your choice, your location dictates your lifestyle. Where you work dictates how often you see your kids. Where you work decides whether you'll be tolerated or celebrated. Where you decide to work either validates you or tears you down. What you do for work is either a blessing or a curse. See, what the man giants do, they surrender themselves to self. Go watch the police chief and try to ignore the fact that he's in charge. Study the struggling artists and know that what they are doing actually becomes who they are. You know how network marketing got real simple for me? I stopped giving a damn what other people thought. I stopped saying stupid shit like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do file. I stopped all that stuff. And I just said, I am the greatest network marketer to ever play this game. And I began to repeat that. And then I began to say, listen, I can help you. Here's my free information. It's free, and I took the position of leverage. I don't owe them, they owe me. What I gave you is free. Don't you understand this was the power of Jesus? That the message is free. And people say, well, if it's free, you know, nobody will value it. Hey, dumbass, there's 2 billion Christians. 3 billion Christians, or whatever the number is. What do you mean there's no power in free? Immature mind. You think it costs money to become a Muslim? Does it cost money to become a Buddhist? The most powerful things in this world are free. Why? Because the giver gets the leverage. What do you think Jesus meant when he said it's better to give than receive? It gives you leverage. And instead, what you have is a whole bunch of gurus going around trying to charge you for shit. And we're so stupid, we pay them. And then someone comes along with a gift that's free. And you're too busy to take it in. This is what the Bible talks about when he says you entertain angels unaware. In other words, he answered your prayers, but you couldn't listen because you're too busy. Too busy trying and not being. And this is where we find ourselves. We're too busy being. People are too busy being broke to get rich. I don't have time to read. Good. Be broke. I get that one a lot. Well, you don't understand how busy. You ain't busier than Donald Trump. Shut up. Now, when you talk like that, I do. This is the funny thing. You lose customers. Ask me if I care. I don't give a shit if I lose a customer. That wasn't my customer. You think I'm looking for grown men that I gotta hold their hand and pat them on the back and, oh, you can do it. Just hang in there. No, go away. You ain't my customer. I wasn't looking for you. I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. That was my business model. That's how I recruited 100,000 people, talking to them truthfully. And people would say, well, Gerald, if I join your program and if I do this, will I make any money? I don't know. Well, what do you mean? I don't know. I have no idea. I actually don't care. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to show you what to do. But what you do with it, I don't know. Now, a lot of guys, a lot of con artists, a lot of schemers and scammers will try to give you, well, if you do this, this will happen. And they try to give you some sort of a surety in an unsure world. Bullshit. And so I like to operate in love and truth. See, my response to them is because I love them. I love people who love me. And I give out love and I give it out free and I try to help people. And I do this in business. I do it in life. I do it in real estate. I do it in writing. I do it in people constantly. Oh, I'm trying to be a social influencer. You know, my son has over 100,000 followers on YouTube, over 500,000 on Instagram. Do you think maybe I had a little bit to do with that? Just a little bit. And people will hit me up and say, Gerald, I want to be an influencer. And I go look at their Instagram. And they post once every couple days. And the shit they post is just them having fun. And I say, hey, what's the value in this? What's the value in their post? What's it supposed to do for me? Because I don't see you doing shit. Just a stupid fucking picture of you sitting there. What is that supposed to convey to me? Now, you can convey things in pictures. And if you're beautiful and a hot girl and I look at them, I'm like, ooh, boom, I'm a follow. Why? Because you gave me a moment of pleasure. Or if I look at you and you say something in 1 minute that's kind of inspiring, cool, think I'll follow this guy. But it's just a meme. I'm not interested. I'm at the point now where I'm sick of people's beach pictures and birthday. Show me some work, man. Show me you doing something. It's always people enjoying something. You think America won its independence sitting around enjoying itself? No, it's fighting. You think we look up to George Washington and respect our founding fathers because of how fucking beach pictures they posted? No, struggle. No one cares about what Martin Luther King did for fun. No one. We care about the struggle. What did he do for other people? And he had the leverage. Because what he did for free. And guess what happens? Money flows in. Why would I give away a book? Because the people who are looking for me buy the book. I give you a free book. You like the book. You say, I like this dude. You listen to the podcast. You look at things. You say, hey, man, send me that $15 book. Why? Called The Law of Reciprocity. You can't help but do that. And I can't either. So I go and I listen to a Grant Cardone video or a Gary Vee video. And Gary says, hey, Gerald, do me a favor. I just dropped this book. Guess what I do? I buy the book. Why? Because of all the value the guy's given me. I feel like I fucking owe him. I owe him. One of the things I used to ask people, hey, if you like my book and you get any value out of it, share one of my posts. And almost to a T, everyone who shares a post are the people who actually buy a physical copy. Those were the people I was looking for. And that's about 1 in 100, man. For about every 100 books I give away, someone buys a book. Now, make no mistake about it, I'm trying to sell books. Trying to sell books. So if I want to sell $1,000 a day in books, it's a lot of books, right? But it's not a lot of books. Think about it. I charge $15 for a book. Let's say my profit's $10 after packing, shipping, ordering the books. It means if I sold 100 books, Is it conceivable that a guy could sell digitally 100 books a day? That'd be $1,000 a day. I'd make $365,000 selling a book from my house. How? By giving away a book. So if I'm selling one or two per 100, I need to give away 1,000 books a day, right? Now that's a tall order and you have to automate it and there'd be a lot more. But if you do the millionaire math, now what if we have another product we sell? This one's $25. And then what if we have one that's $99? And then if we have one that's $500? And this is kind of the formula, the ClickFunnels formula. But the gurus like to start at a little bit higher, the formula. Truth is, you need to start down there in the free zone so that you have the leverage. So that when you mess up and you're figuring this out and you're working out your plan, you're not taking money from people. You have the leverage. So if you fuck up, you can say, hey, it was free, dude, piss off. Or if they say, well, hey, you know, you misspelled this word. Okay, and you're smarter than me. Why didn't you write a book? People usually, that's usually my response. Cool, send me your book. Oh, no, I wouldn't try. Then it's fucking annoying. Nazi grammar, you're going to get that, though. People correct me on my spelling and English and stuff all the time. They're all broke, but they're correcting me. It's like, phew. They're tied up in some sort of professionalism. They think there's some sort of something special about the way man has done it. Because see, these words were made up by man and these rules of grammar were made up by man and these fucking documentations and certificates and degrees, all this shit is man-made. You don't need any of it. Jesus didn't even write a book. He's got 1 billion followers. He wrote in the sand with his finger. Some people would have corrected him. You know, you should have took that down a little bit further to make an actual L. Some people would have corrected it. The only difference between the greats such as Caesar, Leonardo, Plato, Marcus Aurelius, see the movie Gladiator, Newton, Confucius, is they were the cause. They're not reacting. They're the cause. And we live on a planet of like causes produce like effects. And so if you plant corn, you grow corn. See, long ago I understood if you choose the wrong work, if you choose the wrong work environment, it could and would possibly suffocate your true natural abilities. And as such, I've learned to discover and to locate and to do, were and be and work where I would be celebrated and not tolerated. Find that work for yourself and your life will be much happier. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you don't have a free copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, How Ordinary People Can Achieve Extraordinary Wealth or Build, I don't even know the title of my own book. If you want a free copy of it, just reach out to me, email me, DM, text me, however you want to do it. I'll get a copy out to you. You can buy a physical, signed by me, shipped to you for $15 on PayPal. And if you're involved in my stock series, if you check out my Instagram, I have a link. I put up a little free, you know, it's no cost. It's a little newsletter where I'm tracking 4 or 5 stocks in real time to try to share with you the strategy that I use in my book called The Money Flow, where I teach people how to move in and out of stocks. That book is $25. If you're a real cheap bastard, you could just follow along and probably catch on to it for free because as I stated, freely give and you shall freely receive. God bless.